Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline. So, Mike.
Yes.
Is the new password for your phone a special date?
I already told everyone my password yesterday. I changed them all overnight. So why are you still trying to guess my password?
I really want to guess your password.
My old password, my new password. Why?
You know what? I really want to guess your password.
Why?
And you know what? People usually set very easy passwords.
Oh, yeah, like password or ABC, 123.
Exactly.
And
like even the word password, which you talked about just now.
Yeah, I've heard.
Is that your password?
I've never used the word password as my password.
How about AABBCCDDA?
No, I've never used anything like that. I try to think of a word that I won't forget. But the problem
is your password Mike?
No, it's not. That would be silly. The problem is these days we need so many passwords.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have a different one for each
app
or program you use. But anyways, passwords are what we're talking about. In Meet the Wongs yesterday, you'll remember there were some password problems at the Wong home when Mom change the Wi-Fi password. So let's check out our dialogue, check out the action, see what's happened, and then we'll be back to have a chat about it.
What's the password?
Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy are on the computer. They want to find out the password for Wi-Fi.
We need to find out the password.
Look, there's a hint for it.
It says anniversary.
When is Mom and Dad's anniversary?
I don't know. I know it's February 14th. They always go out for dinner on that day.
No, that's Valentine's Day, not their anniversary.
I have an idea. Let's take a look at Mom and Dad's wedding photos.
That's right. Pictures have dates on them.
The date on this picture says August 9th, 1998. Let's try it.
It worked! Great! Now we don't have to worry about life without Wi-Fi.
Mom will never know! Woohoo!
Dinner. Dinner. Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. Write. Write. You were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. You were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. Try. 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 Tried. Tried. I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it. I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it. Worry. Worry. Worry, worried, worried. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry.
Okay, so our article begins with a sentence to kind of set up the action, set up the scenario. It says, Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy, the kids, they're on the computer. All right, what are they doing on the computer? It says they want to find out the password for Wi-Fi. Remember, Mom changed the password mm-hmm. yesterday and told them they could use it, but only for 1 hour a day. And that obviously is not enough. So maybe they're trying to, like, break in and get more Wi-Fi when they really shouldn't be.
Yikes. Okay, so Timmy starts the conversation, and he says, mm-hmm. we need to find out the password.
See, they're doing exactly what I was afraid they were doing.
Uh-oh.
Paige says, look, there's a hint for it. A hint is kind of like a clue, right? Mm-hmm. Something that doesn't give you the answer, but it points the way to the answer, all right? So if someone asks you a question that's difficult, you say, I don't know, how would I know? Mm-hmm. They'll say, I'll give you a hint. Here's a little taste of the truth, a little idea of the answer. See if you can get it now. So there's a hint on the computer, maybe helping people remember if they forgot. That's useful.
Yeah, maybe you can tell me your hint for your password.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. My hint is read.
Okay, fine. Anyways, Jimmy looks at the hint, and it says...
It says? What does it say? What's the hint?
Anniversary.
Anniversary.
That might be a difficult word. We'll take a look at that word. Anniversary. An anniversary is a date when something important or special happened in a previous year. So a year that has passed already. Hmm. Okay, so many people celebrate their wedding anniversary, which is the day they got married. Do you remember your wedding anniversary?
I do.
You do?
May 31st.
Ah.
Yeah, I remember
you're
that anniversary.
Husband.
I am not in trouble now, that's for sure. Yeah, anniversaries, birthdays is just another word for the anniversary of your birth. Mm-hmm. Or many anniversaries for countries might be holidays, like 10-10. Double 10 day is the anniversary of when the Republic of China first started. It's like a birthday. It's an annual celebration of an important event. So, mm-hmm. Paige is thinking anniversary. Ah, wedding anniversary, as mm-hmm. Angeline mentioned. And so she asks her brothers, when is Mom and Dad's anniversary? What is the date that they got married? Because maybe that date, those numbers, that's the password.
Okay. So I think like most kids,
mm-hmm.
Timmy actually probably doesn't even know the
He doesn't?
Answer.
I know my parents' anniversary.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. No, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. May 13th. Actually, it's the opposite of mine. I just realized that.
Yeah, I was
Isn't
like,
that weird?
That's really cool.
Anyways,
okay.
Yeah.
So he says, I don't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
It's not really a family holiday.
No,
it's more
not.
Of a couple's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember it just because my mom and dad would always go out for dinner that night.
And leave you guys
something.
At home?
But we didn't really do much. Anyways, Jimmy says, I know. It's February 14th. They always go out for dinner on that day. Ah, okay. That's mm-hmm. good that Jimmy has noticed this. He's pretty sure he knows the date, February 14th. And why does he guess that? Well, kind of like my parents, his parents go out for dinner. They have a special dinner just for Mom and Dad on mm-hmm. that day. That might be their anniversary. Dinner, this is a noun. It's spelled D-I-N-N-E-R. D-I-N-N-E-R. Dinner. And what is dinner? Dinner is a meal. It's one of the three meals that most people will have each day. You wake up, you have breakfast. Around the middle of the day, you have lunch. And then in the evening, 6, 7 p.m., you'll have dinner. It's the last big meal that you might eat. Sometimes it's also called supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, supper, dinner. Very similar, and it's the third or the evening meal most people will have. For example, Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. So back in our story, as mm-hmm. the kids were trying to figure out the Wi-Fi password,
right.
the hint said anniversary, and Jimmy, being a little Sherlock Holmes, said, oh, I know the anniversary. It must be February 14th, because Mom and Dad go out for dinner that day every year. So that must be the day they got married.
But I think Paige is a little bit better at being Sherlock Holmes.
I think so, maybe, yes.
Yeah, because she says, no, that's Valentine's Day.
February 14th.
It's Valentine's Day.
It could also be their anniversary, but it's not very common.
Mm-hmm.
It is common for people to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and then she says, not their anniversary. So she says, no, that's Valentine's Day. Not their anniversary.
Mm.
So like we said earlier, Valentine's Day falls on February 14th
every year.
And it's a holiday to celebrate love.
Hmm.
On this day, couples often go out for dinner. They give each other presents, chocolates, and cards. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I try to, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard because all the restaurants are full.
Fully booked.
I honestly think it's much more romantic to do something like that on any other day.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Valentine's Day, you're expected to. But if you do it in August, it's more special and much easier to get into a restaurant. Anyways, Timmy says, I have an idea. They're still trying to figure out Mom and Dad's anniversary.
Okay.
Timmy's thinking of how to do it in another way. He says, I have an idea. Let's take a look at Mom and Dad's wedding photos.
Wow, Timmy's smart.
That is a good idea. They might
Timmy's smart.
Picture of a poster, a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the menu has the date on it. They might be able to tell if it's spring or the winter or whatever. Good thinking, Timmy.
Mm-hmm. And Paige, well, she agrees with Timmy.
Mm.
So she says, that's right.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right is our second word power word for today. Let's take a look at that word before we continue. We use the adjective right, R-I-G-H-T, when someone says something that is correct or based on true facts. For example, you were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. Again, you were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. So she says to her brother, that's right. Pictures have dates on them.
Oh, that's right. Some of the pictures right down the corner
has
the date. That's another good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy finds one of the pictures and he says the date on this picture says August 9th, 1998. Ah, August 9th, 1998, 891998. Maybe that's the password.
Or maybe it's actually that date spelt out, like August, A-U-G-U-S-T.
That's right, could be letters as well.
And what is your password?
I don't know. August 9th, 1999. No, it's not that either. Anyway, let's get back to the article. So what does Timmy think?
Okay, so he says, let's try it.
Mm.
Our third word power word for today is try, T-R-Y, try. The word try is a verb. If you try something, you do something to see if you are able to do it. You are not sure if it will work. For example, I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it. Again, I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it.
All right, so they type that password into the computer, hit enter, and success! Jimmy says it worked!
Wow.
So they got into the Wi-Fi. They found the right password. Wait a minute. We're happy that they're kind of doing something wrong.
This is not a good
But still, thing, I think they were quite clever to figure that out. That was some good work. But still, they shouldn't... Don't do that.
Okay, Paige. Well, she says, great.
Mm.
She's happy about that, that's for sure.
Okay.
She says, now we don't have to worry about life without Wi-Fi.
Don't even joke about that.
Do you remember she was the one who said she couldn't live without Wi-Fi?
She would die. She would actually die.
But now, she doesn't have to worry about not having Wi-Fi.
She just has to worry about her mom finding out and getting in big trouble.
Okay, our final word power word for today is worry. W-O-R-R-Y. Worry. It's a verb. If you worry about something, you are nervous or unhappy about something or someone, and you think about them or that thing a lot. For example, if you have a big test that you need to study for next week, you'll probably worry a lot about it. Let's use this word in an example sentence. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry.
Oh, now Timmy is also, well, probably quite happy, and he's thinking that they're not going to get in any trouble. It's the perfect crime. Timmy says, Mom will never know. Okay, so he thinks that they'll do this, and there's no chance that Mom will know or Mom will find out. Is he right?
Well,
in saying that?
You know what? We have a little picture if you guys see our comics.
Oh.
Hope you guys have that comics open because there's a little picture beside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see that Mum actually knows what her kids are doing. She's actually watching them as they are on the computer.
Moms know everything.
Yeah.
They actually have eyes in the back of their heads.
Do they, yeah?
Moms do, yeah. They can see everything and they know everything.
I think the kids didn't really solve their problem.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure she's going to change the password again.
In a few minutes, absolutely. And then they're probably going to get in even more trouble. So there you go. Follow the rules. Certainly don't try to break into your parents' computer. And if you do get in trouble, face up to it, change your ways, and hopefully things will get better in the future. All right, well, that's it for us, but don't go away. We'll be back after a very, very quick break.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so for our review time today,
yes.
We are going to play 20 questions.
20 questions, classic game. Great for car trips, by the way, if your Wi-Fi doesn't work. You can spend a lot of fun time playing 20 questions. So how does this work? Let's remind people.
Good. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to ask me a question.
Okay.
But the question that you ask, I can only say yes or no.
Right. So you'll think of something, and I'm trying to guess what she's thinking of. But I can only ask yes or no questions. She can't tell me anything apart from yes or no.
And I'll give you a hint.
Okay? Oh, okay.
The words that you're going to have to try to guess, they're going to be our word power words that we learned for 2 days.
2 days.
So we have 8 words.
8 words. Okay. Well, that makes it a little bit easier for me. Okay. All right. So the first one, let's see. The first question I'm going to ask you, is it alive?
No.
It's not alive, so it's not a living thing like a plant, a bird, a person, something like that.
No.
Is it something that people do? Is it an activity?
Like a verb?
Like a verb,
an
exactly.
Action? No.
No. So it's a thing. Is it a noun? Is it a thing? Can I touch it?
Can you touch it?
Can I touch it? Is it real?
Do you want to ask your question again, because you kind of asked two questions. You kind of said, is it a noun? And then you said, can you touch it?
Is it a noun?
Yes.
Can I touch it?
No.
Oh, it's a noun, but I can't touch it. Well, things like love, that might be, a noun, right?
But you can't touch it.
Or tomorrow, that's a noun, but I can't touch it. So, interesting. Is it something that is very normal, very common? Everyone has it. Everyone can do it.
Yes.
Or find it. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very normal, very common, but I can't touch it.
No.
Is it something that I can buy and sell?
No, you can't buy or sell this.
I can't buy or sell this. Is it something that people worry about? Like love, right? People might worry about love.
That's a good question, and yes.
People do worry about this. Interesting. Is it something that people make stories about?
Yes.
They do.
They make stories about this.
So it's very interesting.
This.
It can be exciting or scary. People do worry about it. Is it something that I can go to? Can I go to this thing? Can I travel there?
Right now?
Right now?
No.
Using my feet? My normal? No?
No, I don't think so. Not really.
Okay.
You have...
I think I have an idea.
Do you?
Yeah, can I kind of guess?
Well, if you get it wrong,
that
means I can hit you.
You can hit me.
I forgot to tell you that rule.
Really? you get to actually hit me if I get it wrong.
I slap you on the shoulder.
I don't think these are the Olympic rules. I'm not sure these are the international rules. Okay, all right.
I made up this rule.
You can slap me on the shoulder. That's fine. I'm going to guess because we have this word.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's a noun, but it's not a real thing you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
People do worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
People do write stories about it.
Right.
I'm guessing it's the future. Is it the future?
Yeah.
Yay!
That means I can't hit you.
No, you can still hit me. That's okay.
No, that's not fair. That's not a fair game.
All right. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us. Have a shot at 20 questions. It's a fun game, and as I said, it's great for car trips when your phone battery dies.
Or when you don't have Wi-Fi.
Or when you don't have Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. or when you just want to talk to other people, which is nice for a change.
It is. Yeah.
We'll see you back here very, very soon. And until then, happy Wi-Fi-ing.
Bye.
Wi-Fi-ing?
There's no such word.
Step by step.
Take a look at this.
That looks delicious.
Let's have dinner here together one day. It worked.
Did you try the trick on Matt?
Yes, it worked.
I knew you could trick him.
What's the password?
Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy are on the computer. They want to find out the password for Wi-Fi.
We need to find out the password.
Look, there's a hint for it.
It says anniversary.
When is Mom and Dad's anniversary?
I don't know. I know it's February 14th. They always go out for dinner on that day.
No, that's Valentine's Day, not their anniversary.
I have an idea. Let's take a look at Mom and Dad's wedding photos.
That's right. Pictures have dates on them.
The date on this picture says August 9th, 1998. Let's try it. It worked!
Great! Now we don't have to worry about life without Wi-Fi.
Mom will never know. Woohoo!
Dinner. Dinner. Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. Colin goes home for dinner every day after work. Right. Right. You were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. You were right. It was a bad idea to leave the house without an umbrella. Try. 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 Tried. Tried. I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it. I don't know much about computers, but I can try to fix it. Worry. Worry. Worry, worried, worried. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry. When Alicia didn't come home after school, her parents began to worry.